we go.
Welcome to the Father and Son podcast, where my father and I chat about many topics of interest. Chatting is an important part of learning and growing. Check it out. Hi, Baba.
Hey, honey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy
New
Year.
This is our first episode this year.
Yeah, it is.
2023. You'll remember this.
As the greatest year of my life.
Oh, wow. Is it?
I think it's going to be a great year.
Okay. Why do you say that?
Because, I don't know, I just think it's going to be a great year.
Excellent. Well, feeling is a good start.
Yeah.
All right. So what are we talking about today? We've got quite a few things.
Yeah. What do you want to start with?
Well, I want to start with, it's a new year, so lots of people set up goals.
Yeah, new year goals.
Yeah.
What's your new year resolution?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't really have resolutions.
Just have a repeat of last year?
I'm a believer in, little improvements.
Okay.
Yeah, improvements. And so I'm going to I would like to maintain my health. And
as per usual, you do that every day.
As per usual. And I also, I'm going to turn 55, so I'd like to be in the best shape in September this year.
Do you want to look like you're in your 20s or something?
I do look like I'm in 20. Oh, according to Garmin, I am 36. Thank you, Garmin.
I mean, you do look 30. You do look like you're in your 40s or late 30s, but not 21.
No, I don't want to be at 21. Yeah, I don't want to be. I've done my 21. And the other thing is that I would like to be able to have my first game of golf by the end of the year. Proper game.
Like amateur competition?
Hopefully.
And, according to Coach Willow, you're not quite up to amateur yet.
Well, I've only been training golf for a couple of months.
Just remember the previous times we played on the golf course, you had the most bunkers.
Yeah, that's fine. But I'm
You need to practice on a course first.
I am a patient.
I'm not saying go into the amateur competition now. I'm saying you need to practice. Practice on the golf course first. I do too. I understand that. I lost to you, so I definitely need to practice.
Yeah, all right. So what about you? What are some of the goals?
Well, I would like to also look after my body and get a bit fitter, but I would also...
What did we talk about? How do you set up goals? By positive actions.
Yeah, but what if I don't have any goals? I don't know. What if I don't have any goals?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Would you like to be, by the end of the year, successful in year 8?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have liked to actually do something.
Fantastic. So, and look, lots of people actually make a New Year resolution. As I said, I don't believe in it. I just maintain. Now, unfortunately, the greatest soccer player ever born is Pele.
Is he you think he's the greatest?
He's the greatest because for many at many levels, and this is not just my opinion.
Well, I think he's the greatest as well. He won the World Cup for Brazil
three times. Yeah. Unfortunately, he passed away.
86 was his age,
something like that. And he's done really well for his country, inspired millions and millions of people, forever. And I do feel sorry when I hear legends like that, symbols of...
It was sad when Maradona died as well.
Yeah. But what does death mean sometimes, honey?
The best is yet to come.
Well, death is the end of something, and which means, a renewal as well. So we're just going to have to enjoy the memories of Muhammad Ali, Maradona, all of those people, and Shane Warne, and look up to the future. And, that was the sad news. Now, you've been doing some learnings over summer.
Yeah.
Would you like to share what you've learned? Some of the things, very quickly.
So I've learned the 5-second rule, planning tomorrow today, and the Kaizen.
What's the 5-second rule?
The 5-second rule is something you can use Every day, really. You can use it every day, like to get rid of bad habits or to get you up in, out of bed in the morning if you want to hit the snooze button. Or you can use the 5-second rule to help you get you can use it for different, multiple different reasons.
Yeah. So
it's, all you have to do is you count down from 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then you, like, let's say you want to get out of bed in the morning. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And your brain, it automatically launches you out of bed.
Yeah, so the whole idea is that Mel Mel Robbins, yes. She was always procrastinating fear, and therefore, you know, she wants to leave bed, she can't. And so she found this really simple formula, which is a bit of a trick on the mind. And you and I used to play this a lot.
Yeah.
And to get us out of bed and actually do something and that we procrastinate about.
Yeah, except after one, you'd go interlock, which is lift off in Arabic.
Yes, yeah. So I just wanted to make it more interesting. What other things have you learned?
I've also learned planning tomorrow today.
What does that mean?
So it means each day, but just before lunch, you write down your 3 most important things that you want to get done the next day. And with one of them, you put a little star next to it, and that's the one thing you must get done.
Yeah. And so that,
and it's the first thing you must get done as well.
And that teaches you to plan the day ahead.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny because the moment you do that, you go to the second day more confident. And the second thing is that it gives you an idea about how to prioritize your must-do things.
Yeah.
And what's the third one?
It's actually a good segue into the third one for Kaizen because they link together.
Yes. So what's Kaizen? It's a principle, a Japanese principle about what?
Continuing something.
Yeah, so you continuous improvement.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you
take small, teeny steps and you make big changes.
Yes, small incremental improvements and create gigantic success.
Yeah, and big impact.
Excellent. I love it, and I enjoyed watching you learning those things. Hopefully they will be really useful for you. And the last thing we want to talk about, welcome to the teen years. You're going to turn 13 tomorrow.
Yes, I am.
How does that feel, teenage?
Good, it feels good.
Yes? And what are you doing to celebrate? So you and I celebrated a couple of times and dinner, and what else are you doing? You saw your granddad yesterday?
I did. That was just for lunch to catch up, though.
Yeah, but it was birthday as well because he took the time and effort.
Yeah, he did.
He doesn't live here.
And he gave me a card.
And what are you doing today?
Today we're going to Jill's Park to have a party.
Excellent. With the extended family?
With
mum's family?
Like aunts, uncles, yeah.
Excellent. That will be wonderful. Today is going to be about 30 degrees, so that will be perfect.
By the time I get home, you'll see me drenched in sweat.
And happy.
Yeah.
And just remember one thing today. Acknowledge the people that show up to your birthday.
Yeah.
Take some photos and memorize those moments. That's really important.
Yeah.
Yep. And so you make sure that you check in with everyone at the end and thank them for showing up.
Yeah,
well,
definitely.
Honey, we are coming to the end of the podcast.
We are coming to the end of the podcast.
I would like to say, big boy, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you too.
And I look forward to the teens. I hope you're going to give us an easy time during the teens years.
Well, you know I will.
Yeah, okay. I know you will. Yeah. And on that note,
stay well and stay safe.
Excellent. Stay well and stay safe.
Don't you think we should get a new one that's the same as your podcast?
Hi, everyone. And thank you for listening to this episode of the Father and Son podcast. To help us continue chatting about more topics, hit us with a like or leave a comment. And while you are here, please subscribe. Until then,
stay well and stay safe. Well, it's good. I chimed in the last word, subscribe.
Happy birthday.
Subscribe.